The competition to attract a new Tesla lithium battery factory has gotten fierce. Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico are finalists to partner with the electric car maker. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez says her state is seriously considering a special legislative session to decide what sort of economic incentives to offer. So why are these states so willing to go the extra mile for Tesla? Michael Denning teaches marketing at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business.
In effect, the community is hoping that by bringing one of these high-profile companies in, that it will add a certain degree of attractiveness to the community, meaning that other companies, well, if Apple went there or Google went there or Tesla went there, then there has to be something in that community that's exciting, and we want to be part of it, and they would come too.
I guess I would put a Google or an Apple, even in Intel, which has been established here for so long, in different categories than Tesla, because Tesla does seem more about, I mean, a very hot company with a very hot brand, some hot products, but that aren't necessarily accessible to all that many consumers. Does that matter at all in going after a brand?
Well, if Rolex decided to put a major distribution system in place in Phoenix, would that create excitement? Yes, there's a degree of exclusivity about that. But I'll be quite frank with you, if Mercedes came into town and wanted to build an assembly plant here, or BMW, or even Cadillac, the community would be excited about that because, again, it's the matter of the prestige of the brand carrying over into the community.
The efforts by Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas to attract Tesla are so public. Do those states look bad if they don't get Tesla, or is the effort worthwhile on its own?
Certainly, it's not as important as actually getting the brand to reside within your state or in your community. But I think the fact that the brand was considering moving here is a plus for Phoenix and in the Valley and Arizona. At least if I were in charge of the public relations department for the state of Arizona, I certainly would be touting that.
And what if Arizona nets Tesla, but the brand's power fades quickly? David Ocker is the author of a dozen books about branding. He says the power of social media can have a dramatic and swift impact on brands.
Everything's moving faster. Brands can get created a lot faster than before. I mean, word of mouth has always been important in creating new brands, but now we've got word of mouth on steroids because of social media. So, yeah, a brand can get in trouble faster, and a brand can come to the fore faster. And another factor is all brands need energy. Energy is really important because it gives you visibility, it gives you, an interest, it gives you a personality. And a new brand that comes to the fore quickly, and especially in high tech here, has a lot of energy. And that in itself is a huge thing. And the heritage brands, the ones that have been around time, struggle to create energy.
And the power of brands is sometimes what people identify with a particular state or even a country. Ocker says that was the case with work he's done for South Korea.
The fact is that if you look at a brand for a country or a state or a city or a region, it's all about the companies that are there carrying your flag. I mean, Samsung is carrying the flag for Korea all around the world. LG, it's Hyundai. And the same thing is true in Arizona. So it's the brands that have a big presence in Arizona are to some extent, forming or creating an image of Arizona.
Branding expert David Ocker.